From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Muppet performer and the voice of Gonzo, Dave Goals. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thank you, Janae.
Dave is a Muppet performer, and you can see some of his work in the Jim Henson exhibition at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco. It's amazing. Check it out. And right now, we're going to hear his three favorite Jim Henson projects. First up is Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. This 1977 Christmas special follows the story of Alice and Emmett Otter, a mother and son duo. They do odd jobs to make ends meet, but they want more money to buy each other a special Christmas gift. And they're both really musically gifted, so they enter a talent show without telling each other. Dave, what did you enjoy most about this film?
The shoot was quaint and forward-looking at the same time. Mm-hmm. There are lovely rudimentary forms of puppetry in it, like the marionettes who walk in kind of a silly way. But there's also highly sophisticated puppetry, which is exemplified most by Emmett Otter's rowboat, which the Emmett puppet itself could row just like a real rowboat. It was all radio controlled. Uh-huh. It was built by Franz Fazekas in our workshop. And you literally could remote control this rowboat to go all over the river.
And the storyline sounds pretty, too, and precious. That's Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. You can stream it on Amazon Prime Video. Your next pick is something I'm pretty sure I've seen, is The Muppets Christmas Carol. The Muppets take front and center of this rendition of the Charles Dickens classic. On Christmas Eve, the greedy Mr. Scrooge, played by Michael Caine, is visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And together, along with Kermit the Frog and his family, they open Scrooge's heart to the true meaning of Christmas. So Dave, I'm sensing you got a soft spot for Christmas flicks. And I remember, like I said, I think I saw this one a long time ago. Why did this make your list of favorites?
Well, because of its truth and the fact that it was based on classic literature. Mm-hmm. The Charles Dickens story is beautifully written, and it's so heartfelt, and it's so affecting. And when we decided to make it, you know, we thought, well, how are pigs and frogs and bears and chickens going to sell this very, very poignant story? And it worked in kind of an interesting way. The absurdity of our characters caught you off guard and released crying. You know, suddenly you would be crying. You'd be laughing and then you'd be crying. Mm-hmm. Because Scrooge's story is so powerful, so affecting, and so universal. So I love the piece. It was also the first thing that we did after Jim passed away. Brian Henson directed it. Frank Oz was executive producer. And Jerry Jewell wrote it with Kirk Thatcher. And it was put together so beautifully. It captured the Dickensian prose, you know, the narrative prose that was in the book, which we used Gonzo for as sort of an unseen observer, like a Greek chorus, Gonzo and Rizzo. And I had a chance to deliver that amazing language with Gonzo, which was an expansion for his character.
It's a timeless story, and it's a story that you can watch any time of the year. That's The Muppets Christmas Carol, and you can watch it on Disney Plus. And your final pick is the Fraggle Rock episode, Boober's Quiet Day. The reserve character Boober plans on having a day to himself, but that's hard when Fraggles keep bothering him. So his alter ego, Sidebottom, that name is hilarious, tells him to lie to them so that he can be left alone. But that becomes a bit of a problem because the lies start building on top of one another. Dave, you said this is one of your most challenging Muppet performances. Why?
Well, I had to perform both Boober and his alter ego. And Sidebottom was the fun side of Boober that Boober keeps on the bottom.
Right.
That was the idea of the name. But it was the key to getting the character working for me, because Boober prior to that was afraid, negative, pessimistic, isolated, fear-based. It was all these things that were hard to make interesting, hard to make funny, until we did Sidebottom. And then I started seeing, oh, he needs momentary transcendence from his fear. He needs to momentarily have that second of weightlessness. And Side Bottom allows them to do that.
I think we all have our own internal Side Bottom. That's the episode Boober's Quiet Day from Fraggle Rock, and you can watch it on Apple Plus.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
I've been speaking with Muppet performer Dave Goles. Visit the Jim Henson exhibition Imagination Unlimited at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco, and it's running now until August 14th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.